Okay, but then we could talk about why do men do, like, you know, like,
why do men?
Like, why do men?
That's the only sentence, really.
No, but yeah, I agree. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something funny. So, yes. Yeah. So we're back, and we're back with part two. And in between us recording our previous part and doing this, I wrote an article for the Beaver article.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where I was just like, being kind of, like, just trying to be funny, just being like, this is kind of like the idea, this is what I'm doing. Like, very non-serious dating tips that you can do based off of, like, literally nothing. Like, my dating life is giving nothing. So they weren't very serious at all, and it was, like, a fun thing. Mm-hmm. And it was on the flip side, you know what I mean? Like, it was a social thing. It's supposed to be not serious and funny. And I was basically, for one of them, I was saying, like, men at LSC and like they have misogynistic tendencies but like I don't want to, you know, write off the entire male population, so I'm gonna do this and that, like, basically please listen to my podcast is basically what that article was. And so I handed it into social and they were like, oh yeah, it sounds all good, like, we're gonna publish it. And then yesterday there started like popping up like anonymous comments on it being like, this is high risk, this is low risk, you can't say this without any like convincing evidence to prove it.
Wow.
I know. Interesting. So, and I think because Beaver article, or like everything that they have to put in, like they have to put it through like a libel department.
Mm-hmm.
So they read it to see that, like, I guess the Beaver can't like get sued.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, anyway, according to the Google Docs comments, I'm a high-risk journalist. Yeah.
She's controversial.
I have a lot of opinions. I'm on the incels top 5 hit list.
Oh, period. Period. But also, that's actually my dream in life, is to be hated by, like, incels. I hope that, like, incels, when they think about me, they literally can't sleep. Like, that's so cool. I'm very jealous.
That's so true.
Literally my dream.
Also, when they were like, oh, you need evidence to support that men at LSC have misogynistic tendencies, I was like, there's so much evidence.
I think we all
like,
know.
We could make a qualitative study if we really wanted to.
We really could.
But anyway, that's not why we're here.
We are here to discuss Valentine's, Galentine's, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The worst day in the year.
Dating or not dating.
Yeah. Yeah. Being alone, which is slay.
Which is also slay. Yeah, honestly, slay. It was slay. I was alone yesterday for Valentine's, and it was great.
Yeah.
I found, like, I mean, not to whatever, but I found this, like, really cool YouTuber who was doing...
Okay.
No, it was, like, audios, and it was, like, Taylor Swift playlist eras mashups, like, mega mashups.
Okay.
And they were so good.
So
like,
you
they
have
slapped.
That sort of Valentine's. Okay.
Yeah, because, so two of my flatmates have boyfriends.
Boo.
So I was literally, like, alone. And it was great. Like, okay. I was vibing.
I love that.
Yeah.
For me, I only find Valentine's Day hard if there's actually someone I'd rather be with. Because on average, I literally don't care. For me, Valentine's Day is a normal day.
Exactly.
I'd only care if there was someone I want to be with. And that would then make me upset.
Yeah.
So I guess if someone's in like a sticky, I don't know, situation, then sure, maybe they're heartbroken.
Yeah, or like if you're hoping that your boyfriend does something and then he doesn't.
Exactly, that would be sad. But
can you imagine if your boyfriend got you silver earrings instead of like, but you wear like golden hoops every single day?
Well, then he's not my boyfriend.
No. Well, it's you would be surprised.
It's interesting because my flatmates, both of them are in very serious relationships. Mm. And one of them, they spend every day together. He literally lives with us. But they don't do anything on Valentine's Day. They don't celebrate it. They don't think it means anything.
No.
And I kind of think it's cool that every day is important to them. Mm. Every day is Valentine's Day. But personally, if that was me, you're going to make the earth shake for me.
I mean, we know Tito loves attention.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm a diva. To the core of my being, I'm a diva. I'm high maintenance.
But like a reasonable diva, I'd say. Divas, the diva who deserves.
Yeah.
You know.
Like if you're with me, you're
with me.
You're going to get me the sun and put it on my bed.
Thank also, you. Like, you're really pretty, so, like...
Period.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have many redeeming qualities. Of course you should get flowers.
Exactly.
Also, but that's the thing. It's like... Okay, well, so for Valentine's Day, would you rather someone, like, if you wanted to have someone do something for you for Valentine's Day, would you rather someone, like, not get you a gift or get you a shitty gift? Like, I don't know, silver hoops.
I'd rather a bad gift than no
really?
Gift at all. Yeah. No gift at all?
I don't know. I think if someone, like, for Valentine's Day, like, oh, here you go, Alice, like, 10 red roses, I'd, like, legitimately, like, throw up. I don't know. Because I don't feel okay. like... Because I don't... Okay, like, fair enough. If you like red roses, you like red roses.
Right.
But I don't...
It's just the generic
Yeah,
gift.
It's yeah. also like I walked past Waitrose and picked them. These up
yes.
for you.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't really show yeah. any thought. Because I feel like that's it's what true. Basically it's supposed to be about. You're supposed yeah. to be, like, showing... Like thoughtfulness, like, it's true. Like extra thoughtfulness,
it's true.
And buying silver hoops for someone who only wears golden hoops is like pointless. The opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that because I was having this debate with my friends, do you think that a Valentine's date has to be only done in like a serious context? Because some people do Valentine's dates with someone they don't even know. Like my friend
yeah,
got a
okay.
message from this guy
yeah.
yesterday, being like, "Hey, do you want to go for drinks tonight on yeah. Valentine's Day?" They've never been on any dates.
Okay,
before.
That's really funny. So. I mean, okay, so I went on a date, and we can talk about it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we were supposed to record this on Monday, but then mm-hmm. we didn't, so we're recording it now on Wednesday. And I was like, oh my god, amazing, I have, like, an extra day to go on dates with someone.
Mm.
But then I realized that day was Valentine's Day.
Right.
And I didn't know if it would be right. like, hey, do you want to go get coffee? Or, yeah. hey, do you want to go get drinks? Like, yeah. it feels like that's very, like, a strong... I feel like you have to be pretty bold,
yeah.
but also, like, very laid back
yeah.
to be, like...
Exactly.
It's just an any other day.
Exactly.
Like, I'm the most confident person
exactly.
in the room. Yeah.
Exactly. Because some people do that with strangers. There's people
yeah.
that literally on the Hinge, they'll be like, it's
yeah.
Valentine's Day,
yeah,
I want
yeah,
a date
yeah, yeah.
with a stranger. And then there's some people who, like, if you do that, you're throwing them in the deep end. Like,
mm.
whoa, you know?
Okay, yeah. related to this, my mm. flatmate was saying that one of her friends got asked out on a brunch date as a first date.
I'm obsessed.
Really? I think that's... Because yeah. we were talking about it, and I was like, wow, that's intense.
I love it.
Do you think it's more intense than, like, a dinner date? Or, like, why do you love it?
So, I think that it is more intense than dinner. Dinner is
yeah.
a bit more romantic. It's probably dim lit.
Mm.
You'll probably have alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot more escape
rooms. I mean, there's alcohol at brunch.
True.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more, like, and then you can go back to theirs if you want. Like,
yeah.
it's, there's a lot more of an energy.
Yeah.
Whereas brunch is very much, like, we are talking for real.
Mm.
There's eye contact for real. Like,
yeah.
I can see. Like, it's kind of, like, exposing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I love it.
Mm.
I'd like
that. As a first date?
Yeah. I would.
Damn.
But I think a first date, maybe if I know that I'm into you already.
Yeah.
Not,
like
on
it can't, no. Okay,
maybe
yeah,
that
yeah,
would
yeah,
be a
yeah.
bit weird. But like, I think my least favourite sort of date is, like, a pub or something like that. I've
really?
Done pub dates.
Lol.
I hate them. Because I don't drink beer.
Yeah.
So why are you taking me to a pub?
No, I get that, though. I wouldn't say me and beer are, like, best friends.
Mm.
But it is what it is. And, because when they said the thing about the brunch,
mm.
it does feel like so, like, you don't go on brunch with straight, like, obviously, like,
yeah.
like, dinner is, like, more normalized in terms of a date, so it's,
yeah.
like, more of, like, yeah, we're both kind of at the same level,
mm.
like, we're both trying to figure each other out, like, this is, like, it's a date, but, like, it's a standard date.
Yeah.
Brunch is, like, I am keen.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see you first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
I want to, like, see you get drunk before 12.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have eye contact, and I feel like as a first date, that's, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe if someone was like, as a fourth date, you know, that
yeah.
could be kind of fun.
I
but
would do it on
a
first date.
Yeah, that's, but, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No, well, I mean, no, I don't think I would.
I think it would be nice to, like, wake up, be, like, fresh face, and then also you could have the rest of the day.
Yeah, like, you, okay,
cool.
like, you're not, like,
yeah.
building up anxiety.
But then also it would be nice if it was so good that you then also spend more of the day together.
Mm.
I think that would be nice.
Have you ever had a first date where you are like, oh, yeah, I definitely want to spend forever, well, not
yeah,
forever, but, like,
definitely. I probably had I've had one, yeah, I would say I've had one date where I literally could have spent the rest of the week with that person. I didn't.
Really?
But I wanted to.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
Mm.
Yeah,
I mean, that's fun then in that case.
Yeah,
I felt like I needed to decompress after dates.
It's,
or, like,
yeah,
or, like, even just when I meet new people in general. Like, if I go to a house party and I come back, like, I'm not doing anything that next day because I need to, like,
mm.
I don't know, decompress, basically.
Mm. Mm.
But I guess it depends. Are you an extrovert or an introvert?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it's definitely
yeah.
an extrovert
yeah.
thing to not mind spending.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if we're going to very smoothly change the conversation topics and talk about my dates. I was saying, telling you before.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like I need to be, like, coached through the process.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, someone needs to be, like, that's a nice outfit,
mm-hmm.
you know? Or,
mm-hmm.
like, yes, you can leave now. Like, yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't really, like, you have to think too much independently if you're always alone with the
yes.
person.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's right. So, how was the date?
Yeah, so, funny story. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go on 3 dates, right? One with a guy from King's, one with a guy from UCL, and one from our very own LSE. So, Tito, I tried. Like, I gave it my all.
I believe you. You know, she tried.
I really tried, and you can ask my friends, like, we were on Hinge, and we were swiping away, and we were being funny, and, like, you know, funny, flirty, cool, suave, like, I was all of those things. And, yeah, and I got my 3 guys, and I was like, amazing, this was last week, it's now the week of Valentine's, and I was like, this is great, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I really, like, committed to the bit, and I'm gonna have so much fun. And then... So, I was gonna meet the UCL and the LSE guy both on Thursday.
Okay.
Like, one for me. I know. But I was in a time crunch. Like, I needed to, I had to do what I had to do. You know? There was a tight schedule going on. I was gonna meet the UCL guy for coffee and the LSE guy just for, like, drinks on campus. And I was on my way home from a night out on Wednesday. I was in the Uber with my friend.
Oh, no.
And because the... So, also, let's just remember that I was going to do bits at every single date. And because I was going to be, like, a men's activist with the LSE. Yes. And, like, obsessed with LSE with the Kings. And I reserved the Sporty Alice for the UCL guy. And I was going to talk about, like, you know, my career-ending injury. And just, like, you know, dreams of Olympic... stuff crushed.
Right.
Well, he beat me to it.
Oh, no.
Because I was in the Uber on the way home, and he texts me and says, oh, I can't make it tomorrow. I've twisted my ankle, and I'm in the hospital right now.
So many questions. So many questions.
Like, who says that? So it's such a pathetic lie.
At 12 a.m., first of all, you said this is
around 12 a.m.
Okay, that's the first question. 12 a.m., yeah. Why?
Honestly.
Second of all, twisted ankle, question.
Question.
Hospital, question.
Why are you in the hospital for a twisted ankle?
Right.
Walk it off.
We're confused.
Yeah. And I'm genuinely, I mean, if this actually happened to him, which I'm pretty sure it didn't, because he told me that he was going to go... The reason why we were going to meet on Thursday was because he was going to go away for vacation.
Right.
On UCL's reading week, which is apparently this week. Mm-hmm. And he posted on his story that he's skiing. So, like, he's fine.
The ankles,
you know? The ankle survived the twist.
Somehow.
You know? He made it through, I guess. Like, God helped him out. But, like... I don't know. So my question is, like, did he genuinely think that it was, like, he was like, yeah, I really, like, I mean, I nailed this excuse. Like, I am smart. Or did he think, or was he just, like, he was like, oh, whatever, fuck this bitch. Like.
The thing is, it's, like, is it, do we commend an excuse in general? Is it good that there even is, like, do we want him to just say, sorry, I can't make it anymore?
Yeah, because, I mean, on the flip side, the LSE guy was like, he just texted me the same day and was like, oh, I can't make it.
Sometimes I like an excuse. I won't lie. So, like, at least give me a story. At least give me a tale. At least make, like
even if it's as pathetic as, like, oh, yeah, like, my ankle hurts and I can't handle it, so now I have to go x-ray it.
But when they
nobody goes to a hospital for a twisted ankle.
Ankle, right.
Like, I think that was, like, if you're gonna make a lie, at least make it, like, believable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. I was, like, say that you busted your knee and it's in a career-ending injury.
I do agree
and
with
you
that.
Now can't play, like, the sport that you play for the rest of your life.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But there's something about someone just saying, sorry, can't come anymore. What? Like, that just angers me. Like, what? You just, sorry.
I guess. It was also, like, more fun to talk about the story.
Yes, exactly.
But...
at least make me laugh.
Yeah, at least provide a little gossip.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
A tea for the girls.
Exactly.
Yeah, so true. So that was those 2 dates. Mm. So it's, like, 2 out of 3 done. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shit. Like, I'm supposed to be doing this thing for the podcast. Mm. Yeah, and lol, I forgot about the KCL guy or Kings, but I'm pretty sure I ghosted him. Like, you know, like, accidentally.
It happens.
And I feel like you can't judge. Like, sometimes, okay, not to be this, but I was talking to a lot of guys for these 3 weeks.
Period, as you should be.
And it was hard to keep track of them all, you know? Mm. And he just kind of...
He fell through the radar. He wasn't interesting enough. It's his problem.
Yeah, exactly, honestly. So basically, I didn't have any dates, and which went, like, against the entire point of this episode, or mm-hmm. this, like, concept, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But conveniently, for me, I was meeting my friend,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, oh my god, Alice, how's your love life?
Mm.
And I was like, ha, funny, you should ask. Let me tell you about, yeah, basically this. And she was like, oh, I'll set you up with a friend.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool, sure. Like, yes. You like, why not?
Normally,
you
know? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah, and I was like, well, this is, like, good, because he'll be, like, vetted through
exactly.
a person.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I trust this person.
He has a friend who's a woman. That's a green mm-hmm, flag. Mm-hmm.
True. True, true, true. So I was like, yeah, sure. And then, but she was like, oh, but can I tell him that it's for a podcast? Because, which is fair enough,
yeah.
because it's her friend. And I was like, yeah, no, you can do that. Like, literally, yeah. it took a village for me to find one guy to go on a date with.
Mm.
Like, first I had to, like, recruit the help of my friends to find guys on Hinge. Then recruit a friend to help me find an actual guy in real life. And then my flatmates had to come in again and be like, yeah, like, yes, you can go outside in that outfit. Good job. And then like, I had to debrief when I came back. Like, it takes effort.
Yeah,
because,
really
like,
does.
I was genuinely trying
this
for
is
these
the
3 weeks.
With dating. It's like,
yeah.
It's actually exhausting. The most exhausting bit is not even the date. It's actually just the...
Yeah, because, yeah. like... It's just, like, I was genuinely trying for, like, the weeks leading up to find people. And I think the more I tried, kind of the less successful it was. Because my only criteria was, like, they have to go to university. Which means, like, the standards were kind of slipping.
And that is how dating men is.
Yeah. And maybe that's also...
And you go in the market, you realize, wow. And then you drop the standard.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then it just happened naturally. And maybe that's why... They ghosted me because my standards dropped.
Right.
And just don't let... If someone ever, like, oh, you have too high standards, you don't have too high standards.
Yeah, literally.
You know? Because, oh my god, okay, actually, this is really interesting. Because of this podcast, and I was telling people about it,
mm-hmm.
I talked to so many people about dating in general,
mm-hmm.
Both guys and girls, and every single time, the guys were like, oh my god, girls have such high standards.
That just means that they're a loser.
I was like, that's so stupid of you to say. Because I feel like even if girls have high standards, which I don't really think they do, I think they're just looking for, like, a fully rounded personality.
Have you seen the men that women date? The bars for men is literally so low.
I know, like, I know. And they're like, oh, but you want us to be funny, and you want us to be smart, and you want us to be, like,
oh,
I don't know,
gosh.
Kind. And I'm like, wow. You mean, like, a well-developed, adjusted
right.
person?
Literally.
Standards are so high.
Literally.
It was just like, what the fuck, bro? Let's say, even if those things, like, were, I don't know, you would conceptualize them to be high standards, at least girl standards are fucking attainable.
Right.
Guy standards are so, like, contradictory.
Right.
They're like, you have to be... pretty, but not too pretty to make me feel insecure.
This is the thing I've learned. Like, there's no point dating men thinking, okay, men like this, men like this, men like this. Because most of them contradict, and also they hate all of it either way.
Yeah.
So, like, they hate you if you're really hot, and they also hate you if you're not hot.
Yeah, and you have to be funny, but you can't be funnier than they are.
Yeah, and you can be smart, but not too smart.
And you can't be smarter than they are.
Yeah.
And you can't be, like, too aware of your social situation.
Yeah, you should be, like, you should have friends, but then not too many friends, because then you look like you're just, mm-hmm, like, you know, mm-hmm, you're with mm-hmm. everybody.
And, like, you're supposed to be sexy, but preferably you can be a virgin. But also, please be a virgin who knows exactly what she wants.
Right.
And knows, like, how to suck a dick.
Right.
And, like, all of those things.
It's exhausting.
And it's just, like, make up your mind.
Literally, make up your mind.
And so I was like, oh, it's so easy. It's, like, so much easier for girls on dating apps.
Well, that's because men swipe right pretty much on anyone, but it doesn't actually mean that then when you date them, the standard is like, they still have the high standard.
Yeah.
They'll see you and they'll be like, oh, she doesn't look like good.
Yeah,
like,
true. Because I was having this conversation with one of my friends, and yeah, like, his proof for men's standards being lower is because he swipes so much. And I was like, that isn't necessarily true. I just think that he thinks that all of those girls, no matter their personality, like, he thinks that they're, like, open to him in a way. Do
exactly.
you know what I mean?
I also think that men are taught to have a lot more audacity in general. So I think that when they swipe, they're saying, oh, I think she'd give me a chance.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think women are taught to think that every single man would give them a chance, even though they probably would, but they're taught to be a bit more like, oh, but
yeah, exactly.
What if...
And also, like, let's be, like, I'm going to be honest, like, Like, as a woman on a dating app, you're, like, actively, like, putting yourself in danger. And I don't even think that's an exaggeration.
Exactly.
Like, the worst thing that can happen to a guy if they go on a date...
Exactly.
I'm generalizing, but honestly, like, it's true.
Yeah.
Is, like, the date is shitty, and maybe, like, the girl says rude things to you.
I saw a TikTok that said, men's worst nightmares with online dating is that she doesn't look like her picture, and women's is that they'll be killed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
Literally, all my dating apps when I had them were all on only women, because I'm not doing men and women on
me.
There's no way I'm going to meet a man I don't know from online.
That's so scary. Yeah. No, I get that, for sure. And also, like... It doesn't fucking work, apparently.
Right.
But, and I was just like, that's so stupid. And I think also, like, because we just ended up talking about it a lot. And, like, I was trying to, I just think in dating in general, like, even if you're not actively looking to date as a woman, men still perceive you to be, like, available to them.
Yeah.
Like, there's no opt-out option for women.
Yeah.
Like, you're constantly being perceived, even if you don't want to be or not.
Exactly.
And men definitely have an opt-out option. They don't always have to be, like, thinking about the fact that someone might be looking at them in a certain
way.
And it's just so unfair.
Yeah. I feel like every single season or holiday, me and you, we have to, like, we make it...
We have to talk about it.
...sociopolitical. Like, we just... It can't just be Valentine's.
No.
It's a political...
There is stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think you can be single without ever having been in a relationship? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, can you... Like, are you only single once you've broken up from a relationship or been in a situationship?
Are you really single before,
like, you know what I mean?
I've never heard that be asked before. In my head, I just thought single meant you're not with anyone.
Yeah.
Well, technically, I've never been in an actual, like, girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend. I've
but,
never
like, situationship.
Oh, gosh.
Like, thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say that you're single... even in a situationship. I can't lie.
No, okay,
if you're in a situationship, you're single. That's so the stupidest thing in the world.
But maybe, like, coming out of a situationship, you feel more single than you did before.
Because you thought you had something, but I'm sorry,
exactly.
You didn't.
Because it's like, because I was, like... I'm like, is it a state of mind? Because obviously, like, it's very much like very much like a social construction.
But
like,
it's
you're
becoming
single.
A real thing, because I saw, I follow the New York Times on Instagram, and they posted, or was it Rolling Stone? It's one of those ones. They posted, I don't know if you saw this, everyone was talking about it, like, Gen Z dating.
Yeah.
And it was like all the different, okay, it must be Rolling Stone. It was like different terminologies that are now like officially actually acknowledged as actual terms. This thing is depressing. So it was like, one second. It's the New York Times. Situationship. A romantic or sexual relationship in which both parties do not communicate clearly to define their status. Unlike friends with benefits, neither party is in a situationship is certain of what the other is to them.
Yeah.
It talks about riz. It talks about cuffing, breadcrumbing. I never heard of that one. Soft launching.
Yeah, that
this
one
is depressing. What is this? Like, what just happened to, like, you know, like, those words are not in the Bible. Those words are not in the Bible. Like, it's just dark.
Maybe that's just, like, hooking up, or, like, hookup culture in general.
Yeah.
But I saw this TikTok, like, a long time ago. But honestly, like, I've, like, not memorized it, but I think about it at least, like, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was someone being, like, oh, like, point of view, like, you're trying to explain to someone outside of London that dating culture, uni culture in London, going out culture in London, is very much defined, as a woman, is defined by, like, performative femininity for the, like, benefit of men.
Mm.
And, like, that intersecting with social class and wealth.
Mm.
And I was like, I think about it so often because I think it's so true.
It is so true.
Because, like, one, it is so expensive to go out in London.
Yeah.
And it's very much, like, if you go out all the time, like, that's great for you. But also, like, you need to have money to spend. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because, like, I can't fucking afford £9 cocktails. Yeah. Like, nobody can.
Exactly.
Like, it's, where is that money even coming from?
Right, exactly.
And then it's also, like, going out always has the implication of, like, alcohol.
Mm.
So, like, it has the, like, the dollar signs to it or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, the thing that really stuck with me as well is, like, the performance of femininity, like, which I think goes back to, like, perception and, like, male gaze and all those things. Mm. Even if you're trying to go out for fun, you're never going to be able to escape the fact that you have to be, like, or that you should be performing in a certain way, or the pressure that you can't really just dance with your friends because, like... maybe, just maybe, like, someone is watching, and it doesn't really matter who that is, you've probably never met them anyway, and it's, like, they're, it's just constantly, like, this pressure.
It's like surveillance, like, constantly the male gaze is always on you.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't do too much, but do too, like, don't do too little.
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok, it was like, men hate women who party, but they also hate parties without women. And I always think about that as well, because, and the comments, I thought the comments would be men saying, this is bullshit, we don't agree.
Yeah.
The comments were them agreeing. They were like, yeah, because if a girl parties, she's not my girl. And then I was just thinking, oh,
but it's, but like, then it, but that relates back to, like, you know, like the cool girl, like, stereotype. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, like you have to be feminine enough for, like, men to feel, like, safe in their own masculinity with you.
Yeah.
But you can't be feminine enough for you, like, not to wanna, I don't know, watch them play video games and, like, drink beer and, like, make them comfortable, like, not test their social boundaries and take them to, like, a fun, like, bar that you might enjoy.
Exactly.
You know? And there's just, like, so much.
This is why I'm literally not dating, because literally end of last year, I just said, I'm actually done. Like, I can't be bothered with, like, the game. And for me, it's now just, like, just be real with me. Like, if you like me, just tell me.
Yeah.
I will tell you how I feel. Yeah. And then we can decide what we're going to do with that information. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for all the, like, oh, what are we?
Yeah.
Should I show you how I truly feel? Because you might use that against me. And I don't have time for it.
No.
Like, it's exhausting.
It is. And I feel like it's genuinely, like, stressful.
Yeah.
You know? Because I feel like that's, like, that was, like, my takeaway from, like, this experience. Like, every stage was stressful in some way.
Yeah.
Because it's like, are they gonna reply? Are they not gonna reply? Yeah. Like, is that funny? Is that not? It's not even being nervous.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you have to, and I guess, like, I mean, you don't have to. You can also ghost the King's guy, but, like, you have to be, like, on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, literally.
And it's just, yeah. It took a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it took a lot of energy, and I still didn't go on any dates because people were like, I twisted my ankle.
Exactly.
Like, also, I just want to say that when I went on the date, I had played a basketball game the day of. Shout out to women's basketball team.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, and I hurt my leg, but I still went on the dates.
You still went. You went in hospital.
Yeah, I wasn't in hospital.
So,
because I'm not weak in my bones. I'm strong. Okay, do we want to have a little breakdown of my date instead?
Yes.
So, I went on the date.
Yes.
My friend set me up.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have a friend setting you up.
Yes. Where did you guys go?
So we went to a pub.
Okay.
And it was a pub with a low ceiling. So I smacked my head on the way in.
And what was his reaction?
I think he was like, oh, yeah, he just said, oh, yeah, it's a low ceiling pub. And I was like, yeah, no shit.
Okay.
And
I think that's a good reaction. Like, he didn't, because it would be too soon maybe to laugh.
Yeah.
But also, like, he didn't say, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Yeah. That would have been weird. But yeah, and then I also, full circle moment, smacked my head on the way out.
Love.
Yeah. But that time he didn't even notice. So
that's good.
Yeah. But so yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. He paid for first round, I paid for second.
Cute.
Yeah.
Were there, like, silences? How were the silences?
I mean, like, yeah, there were silences.
And was, like, it anyone, like...
I think the awkward part is, like, when someone's like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And it's like, you dash.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Also, he called bathroom Lou. And I know he's British, but I was like, nah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I was like, that's... Maybe I've unlocked the ick, but, like...
Oh.
But it was like, no. That was a no for me.
Hmm.
And so I couldn't do, like, the bits, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
And what did you guys talk about? Was it, like, very... My thing is, it has to be very mutual. Like, I ask, and then they answer, and then they ask me,
yeah.
Like, you know? Like...
Yeah. Because the one thing that my friend said, like, before we went on the date was, like, oh, yeah, like, he talks a lot, just so you know.
Mm.
And then, like, when she asked me how it went after, I was like, yeah, you're definitely right. He does talk a lot. But also, like, I'm sitting in a booth talking about him talking a lot. So, like, take it with a grain of salt. But it was fine. So I asked him, like, some fun questions instead of doing, like, a men's activist entire, like, performance.
Right.
So I asked him if he liked Taylor Swift.
Okay, that's a good start.
I feel like it's a good, like,
yes.
You know.
Yes. Does he,
like,
support women?
A sieve. No, what's it called? A sieve.
Yes.
A sieve. Just to see who passes the sieve test. And he looked a little hesitant.
Okay.
But then he said that he preferred Adele. Which doesn't really answer the question. It doesn't really answer the question either.
Yeah. I mean, he picked another woman, so we'll accept. At least he didn't say, like, I prefer Kanye West. I
think that would have been.
So we'll take that.
But also, I was like, I feel like Adele is like a bit of a rogue answer. Because it's like, are you 32 and drink wine and have two kids?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I wouldn't even put them in similar, like, I wouldn't even have thought to really say Adele or Taylor Swift.
Yeah, because that's not the question, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah. But then, like, he asked, like, which albums you should listen to and in which order.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was good. I guess, so, like, ish passed the test.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fine. And then I asked him, and this is honestly, I'm going to put this on my Hinge. It's going to be my new Hinge prompt. If he was Team Gale or Team PETA.
That's a very good question.
It's an amazing question.
Yes. It's, it says a lot about
because Swiss. It's like, did you understand the books or did you not understand the books?
Yes. And what did he say?
He said, Gale is cooler. Which...
I feel like that's an expected response.
But like, he's... No! Tito!
I just want you to... I just want this. I feel like...
But Gale... Fair. Okay, guys, let's just... Before we even go into this, Gale is a war criminal, Tito.
But technically, Gale is actually her man. So maybe...
What? How?
Maybe this says that he is...
Have you...
Loyal.
Okay, go on. Yeah, try to defend your position. Because
technically... She's with Gale, and then she goes out to fight, and then she's with Peter. Even though Peter and her had a little moment
She's
before.
Never with Gale.
But technically she...
They're friends.
But technically she
technically likes... nothing.
I just
do you like Gale just because he's taller than Peter?
I do like Gale, I'm not gonna lie. Growing up, I liked Peter because I liked the whole, like, we have to pretend, and then actually, oh, I like you.
Yeah.
But I didn't really feel... I didn't really feel that much of a spark with any of...
I think is like the best answer you can give anyway, because it's not real
rich pairing.
It's not about Team Gale or Team Peter. Yeah. It's about Team Candace.
Yes,
but like exactly. I still think it's a good question to ask.
Yeah,
my thing is like I think that it's unfair of Gale. Speaking of icks, to like emotionally blackmail someone into figuring out what their feelings are for you when there's a revolution going on to lead.
That is very true. She was very busy, and I think he
and I also don't think she was in the headspace, suffering from PTSD and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
so I think that's a big reason why he's not a no-go, whereas Peter is more patient.
That's
and
true.
The entire point is that they like complement each other.
That's true.
You know?
Okay. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was wrong. So he failed that test, let's be honest.
Okay. And what else did you ask him?
Oh my god. Okay, this is one thing. So Okay, this is actually funny. So I was on Hinge, and I swiped right on a guy with a mustache.
I love mustaches.
Oh my god, I know, right? I was like, if I squint, he kind of could look like Pedro Pascal.
I love Pedro Pascal. You're talking to me, y'all. You're talking to me. I love mustaches.
Wait, before we continue, have you seen that TikTok edit of Pedro Pascal?
Which one? Because I've seen all of them. Oh my gosh, I literally...
But you should know which one I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the Pedro Pascal edit.
If it's new, then I might not have, because I've not been on TikTok.
Okay, I'm about to blow your fucking mind.
I literally love that man so much. Oh my gosh.
De Vickery... Everyone needs to Google Div Vickery on TikTok and watch the Pedro Pascal edit.
I watch so many shows for him. It's just crazy. Stuff I used to watch for no reason.
This Pedro Pascal edit has 21 million views on TikTok. And I'm pretty sure she was interviewed by, like, The Times.
I feel like I might be about 10 million of these views if I just... How would you like to ride home on a real cowboy? I've seen this.
Sexy lady.
I love him. I actually love him.
So good.
I love him. I'm currently, I have a friend.
Yeah.
And I said to him, can you show me, have you ever had a mustache? And he was like, yes, I look terrible. And I said, no, I want to see a picture.
Yeah.
He showed me a picture. I literally was like, are you crazy? All men look better with mustaches.
I agree.
I said, please.
I guess it's like a facial thing. Like, you know, when they're like facial hair. Yeah. I think facial hair does to men what makeup does to women.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know people love beards. Beards are normally the thing. And beards are okay, but something about mustache.
I
don't
know. I know, right? Oh my gosh. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have been watching Pedro Pascal on The Last of Us.
Okay. Are you watching? I haven't watched The Last of Us yet. I know everyone's saying
it. You will suffer emotional trauma, but it's really good.
Oh gosh.
And in my flat, I call it like my zombie show, which I do just because it's kind of funny, but also it does not give it enough credit. Everyone should actually go watch it. It's really good. But basically, it's like a post-apocalyptic show.
Okay.
And so then I was like, oh, what would you do in the case of a zombie apocalypse?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of started thinking, because I was like, because genuinely, like, what would you do? Because that's another thing on TikTok where it's like, what would you do as a woman in a post-apocalypse? Because, like, what would, like, rationally, I know this is supposed to be a Valentine's Day episode, but, like, what would happen to women in an apocalyptic context?
Yeah.
I can't say the word, but I think we can all figure it out for ourselves. And I was like, I don't really know if I would want to exist.
No, definitely not.
I'd just surrender. As a person with a uterus.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I said. And then he was like, oh, well, I kind of think it would be kind of difficult for men in that situation as well, because, like, we'd have to go out and, like, hunt all the zombies.
You guys can't see my face, but I'm doing a face.
I think, and I don't think that that's, yeah.
Yeah.
No. That wasn't really a, I wouldn't say that that was a great answer.
Someone said to me, this guy at my work, he was like, so, like, what do you, I don't know what I think about dating, like, I'm single, da da da. For me, I feel like the problem is that in a relationship, there's all these gendered scripts. And I was like, yeah, I so agree, like, you're so right. And then he was like, and I just feel like it's not really fair for men, because if you think about the script, like, the idea that I just have to go and work, and the thing is, patriarchy does take away from men, absolutely. Yeah. But you're telling me that the number one problem in a gendered relationship is that the man has to go and make money. That's what you think the big suffering is.
Yeah, but also I was like, maybe, sure, but also, like, who, he was like, because then he was like, yeah, like, if you look at every single, bless you, like, like, if you look at all the wars or whatever that's happened, like, it's, like, the men that have to fight. And I was like, well, yeah, but who decided that, right? You know, like, it's not like,
right,
it's not like they were encouraging women to go onto the battle scenes, right. Like, they probably would have, you know, harass them if they did, right. So, and also I'm kind of like, if a zombie apocalypse doesn't break gender norms, we're gone. Like,
no, but it just says, you know, the apocalypse should happen, like, they, God should wipe us all out, because if it literally, like, end of the world,
yeah,
and gender roles are still existing,
I know,
just wipe us out.
And also, I was like, if you watch the show, you can see that there's, I don't really think, if you're in that scenario, there's no use for gender roles anymore.
Exactly.
Well, like, hopefully. You know, like, what I mean? Like, if you want to survive,
yeah,
like, you're gonna have to make sure that all of the, like, fit people are running, right, around. It's not just,
it doesn't,
like,
matter about
guys
men
that are over, yeah, 20.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he said that, and I was like, well, that's wrong. But anyway, I decided, like, you know when someone says something wrong and then you just don't want to dwell on it, so then you, like, try to change,
yeah,
conversation topics. That's kind of what happened. So that was the only thing that I was like, you got the question wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, he got Team Gale wrong, but...
Yeah, but that one...
Whatever.
That one's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually... It, like, shines a brighter light onto some other stuff.
Yes, definitely.
You know? But yeah. But I guess, like, a fun fact about him is that he runs ultra marathons, which... Possibly, I mean, a fun fact, but also crazy, an insane, yeah, fact. Yeah.
It, yeah.
But if you can commit to running 75Ks, you can also commit to showing up to a date.
Right.
So
that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. People that choose to run marathons, though, that's just so weird to me. Literally, my brain can't understand.
Yeah.
There's people
The date ended because he was like, oh, I have to go eat now. I'm so hungry because I ran 15 miles this morning.
Ew. Gross.
I was like, right, well, I will come this way. So, those are thoughts. And I was thinking, yeah, anyway, I've been thinking a lot about dating.
Yes.
And, like, just existence in general.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it later. But, like, I feel like, there's so, this sounds so pretentious, but, like, as someone in their early 20s, so take everything I say, yes, after that opening with a grain of salt, But I feel like in your early 20s, you're so, like, obsessed with, like, chasing experiences and, yeah. like, harboring them and, like, really trying to understand everything.
Yes.
So that you can, like, finally, like, if you experience enough, then you might know enough.
Yes.
And I think, definitely. Like, a big part of that is trying on, like, different roles.
Yes.
So, like, best friend, yeah. enemy, ex, girlfriend, boyfriend, yeah. situationship, you know, like, leader, I don't know, student, like, all of those things. And, like, maybe if you just, like, explore enough versions of yourself, mm. then you're gonna know enough. Mm. Like, you know, whatever, mm. like, it is, whatever it, like, it is you're chasing,
mm.
you just wanna know so that you're finally comfortable.
Yeah.
And, like, you're never gonna know enough. Like, it's yeah. just, it's such a, like, a futile.
Yeah.
Because, this is so corny. But, like, you I know, so it's agree. So, because, like, the thing is, like, you're always gonna have to make decisions which are kind of like, I'm gonna do this decision, which means, or like, you might choose to do one experience over another,
mm.
which means inevitably that you're gonna be one thing instead of being another thing. So you're yeah. never gonna be everything.
Exactly.
And I think that's, like, really daunting.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, why there's so much pressure
yes.
to both, like, to, like, by the time you're 22 and you've graduated uni,
yeah.
you should have been a best friend, you should have yes. been a girlfriend, you should yeah. have been an ex, you should have yeah. been, you should have been because all of these means things.
You know all those things about yourself.
I know, and then yeah. you can move on and you can be an adult.
Yes.
And now you're good.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that's the logic in a way.
Yeah.
Or at least a part of it.
Yeah.
And it's just never gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know?
It just never is.
And it's really probably scary and daunting yeah. when you think about it, because yeah. you'll never know enough. But, like, that's fine. Life will be fine anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really profound.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Wow.
I want to say before we end, like, it's, if you spent Valentine's Day alone, first of all, so did I with Taylor Swift.
Period.
And I had a great time. I'm not even lying. Like, I genuinely, I was
that.
Vibing.
I love that.
Second of all, it is not a big deal.
Exactly.
And I don't think it's a big deal if you're single either.
Exactly.
And if you're looking to not be single, that's not a big deal either.
Right.
Go on the dates.
Right.
You know, go on the dates. Right. Like, that's all. If you want to go, then go. If you don't, then don't.
If you honestly, please, if you like someone, just tell them. We are getting old, guys.
Yeah. And if you stop. Don't want to meet someone for a date, say, don't tell yes. them that you twisted your ankle.
At least just say the truth. Just be, basically what we're saying is be real.
Yeah. Be fucking real.
Be fucking for real. That's yeah. what we're saying.
That is what we're saying. Bye.
Bye.